The views and opinions of the host and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Jerry just told me a joke, so I'm kind of smiling still. And today is Thursday, February 8th, as laughed 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Today, again, is an open line Thursday. That means you, if you have anything that is on your mind that you wish to discuss, call in. I'll be happy to entertain the conversation. Also, what is trending in the news and, of course, what is trending in social media. Of course, we have one or two things that we would like to discuss. We would like to hash out. I know I promised Erin for her to read in the records this story about this cryptocurrency and Bahamian land. I want to mention that finally, the gaming board building has been bulldozed, right? It was a eyesore in that western district. Apparently, it's also a part of the tourism efforts to clean up Bay Street, even though this is not... Is that Cable Beach or is this West Bay Street, that section?
That's West Bay Street.
It's West Bay Street. Yeah, so it's a part of that district.
Listen, even though somebody led the people in Adelaide change the sign from Liberated African Way to Palm Beach Drive, that doesn't mean that they could just change the name of West Bay Street because they put three huge hotel there.
Yes.
It's West Bay Street.
And it is promised to be a green space. Or an extended green space.
I mean, green space next to the...
To the park.
The large park right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, so that may be extended green space. Of course, there's no timeline. What they're going to do with that green space, like how they're going to do it, or what exactly, how they plan to enhance it or anything. Mm-hmm. Just say that's what's going to be a green space. But watching Bay Street and the other bulldoze area, I assume that it's going to remain like that for a time.
Well,
before any kind of work is going to be done.
Until we get a timeline,
yeah,
we're just left to speculate.
Yeah.
I'm concerned. Why do you need more green space next to the green space? Is something going to happen to the existing green space, has prompted you to create more green space?
You and your conspiracy theories.
It's not a conspiracy theory.
I'm very
concerned about shrinking access to public beaches and public land. I'm very, very concerned. I was concerned when the Prime Minister uttered the words a debt for nature swap and refused to clarify exactly what he meant.
Mm.
But these major developments, the article suggested, I could read from the article here, Cooper, referencing the minister responsible for tourism, aviation and investment, said he did not have enough information on plans for the La Playa property located a stone's throw away to the east of Goodman's Bay to answer any questions on it. Paul Wynn, the developer of Gold Wynn, is located a short distance east, is eyeing the property and also wants to redevelop Goodman's Bay as a part of a $9 million project. Wynn said the aim is to create a modern park that will continue to be fully owned and accessed by the Bahamian people. What about the beach? Forget the park. What about the beach? Will the beach also be fully owned and accessible to the Bahamian people? He hopes to develop a condominium hotel complex to the east of Goodman's Bay, west of his current development.
East of Goodman's Bay, west of his current development.
There's very little space there.
I am concerned about that beach, honestly. But we as Bahamian people should watch. I cannot believe that they will stop us from accessing the beach because of their development. Especially we have a historical access to it.
Well, let's go to the phone line and then we get back to that.
Yeah. Go ahead, Carla. How you doing?
Can I rise along with you and Aaron, Yuri?
Hey, man.
Morning.
We need justice, law, and honor in this country, the Bahamas.
Yes, sir.
Before I make my 3 or 4 points, I think, you should take it easy with Aaron. Don't talk to so immature, That don't sound nice, at least to me. Oh. Now may I make my points?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
several things. The police, government. Now, there are people what causes a lot of problem and they doesn't have rights in the neighborhood. They're squatting.
Mm-hmm.
And one have to be calling the police over and over and over and over for them. And they're breaking all the laws. Okay?
Okay.
I think something needs to be done. You know, don't stress me out. You know what I'm saying? There should be some laws whereby if you call the police three times for one set of people or one person,
mm-hmm.
that should be the end of that situation.
Understood.
My other point is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think, now, I don't have anything. I'll put it like this. I think those that in authority selling us, the Bahamian people, cheap. And that's not right. This is our country. This is our beautiful country. We brought it to where it's at, and government has no money. It's our money. Our
mm-hmm.
money.
Mm-hmm.
All of them to pay other people, even so. So, don't be selling us cheap. And we have, like I said, a beautiful country. People got to see it. I've seen it before. I walked all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
All over. Okay? Other point is, right?
Yes.
When we going to give people citizenship, we got it. Be careful, because this country, the Bahamas, are all already rich, and the richness belongs to us, the Bahamian people. So when we decide to give citizenship, we got to study it thoroughly, because people will have, you know, they may have what I would call motive for want to be a part of the Bahamas.
Yes, creating citizenship policies or criteria is a painstaking task, and you really have to consider the decisions in the long term. Yeah, man.
I was living in the United States at one time. I went over there to work.
Mm-hmm.
Not to work, pardon me. I just went over there.
Yeah.
And the authorities sent for me and asked me, you know, for me to be a part of the United States of America.
Okay.
And when I look back, no, but after we already talked, you know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
Mm-hmm.
To his desk, you know, me and him face to face, he told me, but I would have to renounce the. I didn't ask him for it, mind.
Yeah.
They just sent for me out of nowhere. I even didn't know who they were. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They sent for me. And they told me that I would have to renounce the Bahamas. When I look back at the Bahamas, even though I were a poor person, you know, I still have a lot of poor family. I say, no, that's all right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
And I had, you understand where I could have been.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? My point is, this is our country, and it's beautiful. And we got to teach them, the children, youngsters, vision, and making them understand.
Thank
you, know?
Raymond. Yes, I would you.
Thank you for your time, Aaron and Nuri.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and Raymond, I promise you, Mr. Nuri is not talking to me too hard. And if he does, it's doing a thing. Don't mind that. Okay? Thank you, Raymond. Thank you very much. And, you know, the point, I got to go sit with Raymond and document that story. Mm. That seems like a fascinating story, and what a fascinating life you have lived, Raymond. I got two texts here, Mr. Nuri. The first, hello, didn't Goldwyn had a sign on the beach last year restricting access, and they had to take it down? I don't trust these developers. Another text, they won't stop us from accessing Goodman's Bay. They will simply create a barrier that separates the two properties and eventually erect a no trespassing sign, just like they did to the beach public access point by Goldwyn. Thank you, Dexter.
I'm sure our government will protect us.
Pardon?
I believe our government will protect us and protect our interests. I have no concerns at all.
How often do you go to the beach, Mr. Nuri?
Often enough.
How often is often enough for you?
Like every 6 months-ish.
I understand. This is the You ain't watching nothing.
I ain't watching nothing.
Yeah. You don't
trust my government?
Now, the text, great show as usual, pertaining the lady who said she was raped and no rape kit. Then it was announced the police did issue a rape kit.
Okay, people want to talk about that, even though I want to talk with Lan. But let's talk with that briefly and then move back to the Lan.
Yeah.
Since it's brought up on the text. You shouldn't read that, right? You could have gone to the Lan topic. Recently, get rid of the article. There were two American ladies on a cruise ship who docked in Grand Bahama,
mm-hmm.
who alleged that they were sexually assaulted in the Bahamas. Police has confirmed, Bahamian police have confirmed that two Bahamian men have been detained.
Okay.
Well, two men, let me change the Bahamian men. Two men have been detained.
Well, let me read from the article.
Yeah, please. Let's stick to that article so I don't get myself in problems.
In today's Tribune, the headline is Police Refuse to Give Rape Kit. Force disputes claims after sex attack allegation. Police yesterday two American women who alleged in the international press that after they were sexually assaulted in Grand Bahama on Sunday, officers, quote, treated them like criminals, close quotes, and refused to give them rape kits. Amber Shearer and Don Gala Dobson, passengers on a Carnival cruise ship, were on a beach at Pirates Cove in Grand Bahama when the alleged assault happened. In interviews with a Kentucky news station and the Daily Mail, claim two men approached them when they arrived at the beach offering drinks. They believed the men worked at Pirates Cove and that their drinks were spiked. Lex 18, the Kentucky news station, reported that the women shared photos of preliminary drug tests that showed positive results for benzodiazepines, among other drugs. Quote, I remember waking up and getting pushed down, close quotes, Ms. Dobson told the Daily Mail. Quote, I woke up in the resort bathroom and there were people all around and I just felt dirtiness on my legs and I knew what had happened. They told us we had been throwing up, which is a good thing because the drugs would have killed us. Close quotes. Ms. Shearer criticized the police investigation. Quote, we were forced to show where our rapes took place and to face the men whom raped us, she said. Quote, there was an American family nurse practitioner who tried to stay with us and was refused that right. We were told if we went to a Bahamian hospital, they wouldn't help us return to the U.S., close quotes. Police said in a statement last night that the women declined the assistance medical services offered them, signed a waiver, and then left for their cruise ship in a private vehicle. Recognizing the gravity of the incident, our officers boarded the cruise ship, providing a sexual assault kit and hospital form to the ship's medical doctor and obtained signed statements from the victims, the statement said. Police said the force is collaborating closely with the FBI in the ongoing investigation and that Assistant Commissioner of Police Shanta Knowles is, quote, personally ensuring that the investigation is conducted with the utmost level of professionalism and care, close quotes. The Daily Mail reported that both women who are mothers are spending $4,000 on anti-HIV medication as a precaution while waiting for an update from Bahamian police. Police reported on Sunday that a 50-year-old man from 8 Mile Rock and a 40-year-old male from South Bahamia
mm-hmm.
were arrested for allegedly sexually assaulting two women on February the 4th.
Bahamian, yeah.
Quote, we recognize the seriousness of such matters and handle them with the highest level of professionalism, privacy, and sensitivity, police said yesterday. There you go.
Yes, I just want to put in the record sensitivity and privacy. So I don't want to delve into it because, you know, Bahamians tend to be opinionative. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll say, oh, I don't believe this and I believe this and whatever it is. And there's no need. I think right now, as a country, we need to watch, right? Rape allegations is a serious thing.
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean...
Right? And I assume in time we'll know who has been accused. We tend to judge people quickly. So we'll see how this plays out.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure if it's a hotel resort or business, a restaurant resort, they have cameras. Cameras all over the place.
Absolutely.
So I'm assuming in time... we can see all kind of things be revealed. Cameras, footage, conversations, history of the accused, and history of the person making the allegations and everything. All that will come out in tune. I heard the U.S. FBI is investigating, which I assume it's their citizens, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's their citizens. So
in the same way we would expect the Bahamian police to interact with the police of that jurisdiction.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you can take this phone call and then maybe I could get to my story.
Finally, eh? Okay, let's take this phone call. Go ahead, caller. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling to I'm calling just to commend you guys on wonderful talk show. I'm the first time caller, but a long time listener.
I appreciate that.
I'd like to talk about the incidents with the ladies.
No problem.
With the Crown Lounge and with beach property and giving access, the people just need the people just need to get access to their things. Raymond speaks so eloquent, and he's been doing that for years and years, but it keeps falling on deaf ears.
Mm-hmm.
So the Prime Minister, give the people. Give the Bahamian people their things.
Yes.
That's what we want.
Equal and equitable access to national and natural resources.
That's all we want.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
And thank you for calling.
So you're welcome.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So you read this article. Go ahead, Aaron.
All right.
So we can discuss that.
Here's an article from the Nassau Guardian on the 2nd of February, 2024. Headline, company claims largest crypto real estate deal involving 7,700 acres of Bahamas land. Cryptocurrency Inc. said in a press statement that it has used its cryptocurrency coin to purchase a stake in New World Properties SPV, which it says holds 7,721 acres of land between Long Island and Andrus.
We want to pause there because who owned this land?
The company Unicoin, Inc.
This is a Bahamian company?
No.
There's a foreign company owned all this land?
Let's get to that
you
in
know,
a
I
second.
Just, I was trying to let you read, and then all of a sudden I hear all this acres, and I say, wait, who owns this land?
Okay, so I've mentioned, the article references the names of two entities, okay. Unicoin, Inc. and New World Properties SPV.
Mm-hmm.
Unicoin Inc. said in a press statement that it used its cryptocurrency coin to purchase a stake in the company New World Properties SPV, which it says, Unicoin says, or SPV holds 1,721 acres of land between Long Island and Andrus. Now, when I researched Unicoin Inc., I found this article. Unicoin Inc. announces the acquisition of land holdings in the Bahamas via the largest ever crypto deal in real estate valued at $554 million. Dollars from the PR News Wire on Friday, on Thursday, the 1st of February. From their website about Unicoin. Unicoin is issued by Unicoin Inc., an audited public reporting company that addresses the extreme volatility of the crypto market. Unlike First Wave Coins, Unicoin is transparent, regulations compliant, and backed by a diversified asset portfolio that includes real estate equity in high growth companies and other assets. Unicoin is the official cryptocurrency of Unicorn Hunters, a series connecting entrepreneurs seeking funding with millions of potential investors worldwide. It aims to be a stable and profitable asset-based cryptocurrency designed to address the extreme volatility often found in the crypto market. Unicoin is audited, backed by assets, and promotes transparency in its operations. This innovative currency plays a crucial role in enabling investors to participate in the exciting world of investments in billion-dollar ideas. Unicoin's white paper is accessible on their website. Now, further in the article, it references Armando Rubio, CEO and co-founder of New World Properties SPV. When I tried to find a web presence for New World Properties SPV, the only thing I could find was a LinkedIn account for a Mr. Armando Rubio, CEO and co-founder of New World Properties SPV Inc.
I don't like this company already.
It's the only presence I could find for it that linked both a Armando Rubio to a New World Properties SPV. Referenced in the article, company claims largest crypto real estate deal involving 7,700 acres of Bahamas land. Let's read from the LinkedIn account of Mr. Armando Rubio, CEO and co-founder of New World Properties SPV Inc. Armando Rubio deployed a strategic real estate investment approach where a diversified portfolio of Class A properties in key locations across the Bahamas was procured for the and development of high-end real estate projects. In collaboration with Unicoin, known from Unicorn Hunters, the initiative successfully incorporated over $535 million in Class A Bahamian real estate. This venture involved vertically integrating real estate development efforts with strategic partnerships with prominent brands, significantly enhancing the value of the holdings. Additionally, a unique exit strategy was formulated through Unicoin's asset-based cryptocurrency, which is compliant with SEC reporting standards and audited financials, offering a robust, novel approach to real estate investment liquidation and value realization. Mm-hmm. So that's all I found. The article and the website and this LinkedIn reference.
I am concerned with cryptocurrency in general.
Right.
Right. That's just me, especially after this FTX fiasco. So I have that dubiousness about any cryptocurrency. That's our new market, right? I am also concerned about how this cryptocurrency got access to so much Bahamian land.
Well, I want to know, how did the company New World Properties SPV get access to 7,721 acres mm-hmm. of Bahamian land, mm-hmm. and you cannot find a website for the company in a cursory search? Mm. So that's what concerns me. What also concerns me is that a company that has access to Unicoin Inc., that has access to now 7,700 plus acres of Bahamian land, on its about page, it has this statement, mm-hmm. captioned forward-looking statements. And it says, this press release contains forward-looking statements that involve risks and uncertainties. Actual results may differ materially from expectations discussed in such forward-looking statements. Factors that might cause such differences include, but are not limited to, market fluctuations, economic conditions, regulatory changes, and other uncertainties. Unicoin undertakes no obligation to update forward-looking statements to reflect events or circumstances that occur after the date on which they were made. I just feel uncomfortable that a company that makes that posts this disclaimer, because that's what it is, a disclaimer, has access to 7,721 acres of Bahamian land, and we don't know, we can't find online in a cursory search how they came into the possession of said 7,721 acres.
I'm assuming it's private land that they purchased. What I'm also concerned about is where these lands are located.
Between Long Island and Andrus. Andrus and Long Island. Does that mean all the way down to Long Island? Or does it mean on Andrus and on Long Island?
I assume just those two. And you remember the other day when there was a foreign entity trying to, what do you call it when you acquire land by settling, like squatters rights of Dean's Hole or Dean's Blue Hole?
Who attempted to do that, sir?
Yeah. There was a church of some sort.
Bahamian church?
No, foreign church.
Tried to squat on the land surrounding Dean's Blue Hole?
Whatever the term is, when you say, man, I have possession of this and now I'm claiming it in the name of Jesus.
A foreign religious entity?
A foreign place, yeah. I mean, Long Island was up in arms. You know, how you come here and you're a guest and you're claiming land.
In the name of a church?
In the name of Jesus.
Was it the name of a Christian church?
It was a Christian church.
See, the Pope already denounced the doctrine of discovery. The Pope already denounced that.
No.
Last year, March 31st. Mm. You can no longer do that. You can no longer sail to a country with a Bible in your hand and say, I declare this.
They're going to the court to claim it. You know, they say they acquire it, whatever it is. They're acquiring it, quieting it.
That's an easy fix. All we need is government to exercise eminent domain and acquire it first, or let them buy it and then acquire it at a cut rate cost.
Can't be cut rate. Let's go to the caller here. Go ahead, caller. How you doing?
Producer? Yeah.
1 minute for me, caller.
Good morning. Right, start again for us.
Good morning. I see you guys got a good show.
Thank you.
And speaking to Unicoin, you know, Unicoin is a, I think the root word is unicorn that it came from. And it's not like a mystical creature. You know how myths go. It's one time you see it, and then the next.
You don't.
So, you are absolutely correct. My senses are tingling when I listen and just follow in the news these articles and stuff, because they just speak to what? Freedom of information, access to information.
Mm-hmm.
Who's doing these deals, whether it's from the government and or a private company? We need to know.
Yes, sir.
Frustrating.
It's extremely frustrating. And I imagine it's very frustrating for people who have been waiting for Crown land grants, right? They've been waiting for access to Crown land that they've already been approved for.
And some folks are waiting.
Yes. Yes. 20, 30 years people are waiting. And so that's why whenever the Prime Minister, I've only heard him or seen it printed once, a debt for nature swap, I need the Prime Minister to explain exactly what that means.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, caller.
We have another caller here, Aaron. Let's patch that caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
All right. There we go.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Nothing?
Sorry, okay. We lost you, caller. Let's go to the text line, Mr. Nuri. This story of the rape allegation is a police problem, no matter how it turns out. Police should have a video of the interview that would back up their account. The account of officers going to the ship after the fact is also troublesome. I would have followed them to the ship even if they refused to be escorted in a police car. The police are in this situation because of their own sloppy training and practices. I would have had my body camera on. I mean, of course, you let them know that the body camera is on if you don't have cameras in the interrogation room, right? Yeah. In the space within which... You just document everything.
Mm.
And here's the reason why. Thank you, Texter.
And it's good to have critique. And I'm sure the Minister of National Security could say, hey, these are steps and measures we need to implement next in order to avoid such.
Absolutely. Right? Let's go to the next caller.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Yes, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Well? Yeah, you know, I find this intriguing. What I find so alarming is don't know that they can over MetaTrader 4 platform. Trade any instrument they want, including coins.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find so shocking at this moment in time, you know, every 4 years, or say after every 210,000 blocks of Bitcoin, there's a halving, H-A-L-V-I-N-G, that happens when all the processing transaction is cut in half so that it continue. And this is going to happen in April. And to further bring this home to us Bahamians who don't really want to get into this,
mm-hmm.
if you were buying Bitcoin, right?
Okay.
Let's say from February of last year or so, or let's say February from the beginning of February right up to current time, if you were just buying it, you would have been in profit. I don't know why. In fact, if you were buying it from January of last year, just buying it, you would have been in profit. I don't know why Bahamians don't know that they can trade Bitcoin and do the very same thing that Sam Bankman-Fried was doing. But, I mean, without trying to people.
That's what's concerned you.
Right? But mm-hmm. why are we afraid to trade?
Not necessarily afraid, no, just not interested.
Yeah, you.
Okay.
I'm not interested.
Okay.
But I think Bahamians need to wise up to that. But secondly, you know, let's leave the crypto alone, because it looked like we ain't gonna ever get there as a collective.
Mm.
We were able to rush a bill through Parliament because of what's going on with the crime and the Bail Act and all that. And apparently the Constitution clearly says that these consultation of the opposition. And mm-hmm. why can't we come together collectively as a government and bring the opposition involved in any transaction like this so that when it comes and passed, you don't have the opposition saying, but you didn't do this, you didn't do that. Is it ever going to happen in this country when the opposition and the leadership are going to ever come together on one united issue? You think it's going to take a tourist to get murdered for that to happen?
Well, sir, I hope that it doesn't take something as drastic as that for a shift in the political culture. But after reading Dr. Araner's book, I changed my perspective from politicians don't know how to switch from politics to governance mode to Bahamian politicians have always been in politics mode. They've never, ever shifted to governance mode.
Boy, we're in trouble. Lastly, the union has won something very, very nice. Well, I'm trying to understand when the union said they're going to work to rule. I'm understanding very little about what that means. Does that mean that you only going to do what you're supposed to do, what you should be doing anyway? Or how does that work? Could you explain work to rule to me?
Well, it's like overtime. There'll be no overtime. There's no additional job task. You say, well, my job is to serve guests, and then you need me to sweep the floor. I just serving the guests. Just sweeping the floor, you need to call Jordan.
And it feels like the whole country has been on work to rule for the last 30 years.
I was just about to say that.
Yes, sir. Thank you,
Aaron,
very
thank
much.
Thank you so very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We have another caller there, Aaron, so let's patch that caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Green and Mr. Nui. Just some quick input here. I like the blockchain technology, but anything that involves chain, it reminds me of the brain stain, you know, so I was wondering if that gentleman in call may be lying to everybody else, because I had asked lying this question years ago. Basically, I would prefer just buying gold and silver and having it for myself, because I know they would always have value. You know what I mean? Just simple. Just why don't we have access to that? Buying gold and buying silver if you have the money. Because how much for one Bitcoin now? You know what I mean? But Ms. Green, anyhow, as it relates to the Pope and the land issue, I just want to clarify the farce of the climate change and the financial construct behind this whole global construct, right?
Okay.
It might be Pope Alexander the VI. Maybe Anko or somebody could correct me, right? That signed the Treaty of Tordesillas in 1494, right? Now the Pope, this present day Pope, you say strike down that power that Cyrano is being, was making a joke about owning the land, et cetera, requiring the teeth and arc, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, we have to understand, yeah, this whole global construct about land ownership and the, what they call the voluntary carbon trading market. So then land, as always, will become value. So if land is something that can be used for carbon credits, why would the government be imprudent with land in itself as the private land ownership when they're not encouraging the voluntary carbon trading market here? You see what I'm saying? When you mention that would simply mean, in simple terms, that the person, the owner of land, passes of land, would be able to get carbon credits then. You see what I'm saying? So hence the conservancy group and rich people buying up land, are lots of land. But most of us are not juxtaposing that. And this is just true. My global agenda research for 30-something years. I know what they're doing. I can look straight through them. As soon as you look now, most governments all over the world are turning more authoritarian, and basically everybody's after the money. And so it's all a construct to really enhance, like, take away human freedoms. We see somebody calling talk about the international health regulations the other day. It's about creating poverty. All of a sudden, the United States, they're ready to downgrade us. They're ready to say this and they're ready to say that. And just to discredit, I don't know what's going on, but you have to put it together and realize that it doesn't make sense. If land is wealth, why would the government sell it?
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. And why would you even be discussing debt for nature swap when you could just use carbon trading, to which there, you know, somebody could come explain the legalities behind all this carbon trading and what's being concealed. I mean, even though they said there's a place where you could go and get the information as it relates to the legislation that the government had put forward. No one has read that to us. And so everything is exposure as it relates to even what the gentleman was talking about.
Thank you. No, man, thank you very much. Absolutely. Mr. Nuri, in that, I'm coming to the text line, guys, in that article, in that research, I searched Unicoin and New World Properties SPV along with the local papers, right? Like Nassau Guardian, Nassau Tribune. And this is what popped up. A story entitled $1 billion Plan Bigger Than Baker's Bay, former NFL star part of 10 hotel, 10,000 acre San Salvador scheme in the Nassau Tribune 24th. The article doesn't actually reference a New World Properties at all. It makes no reference to a company the name New World Properties, but it does reference a company called New World Developments. And I'm still trying to figure out if these two companies are in any way connected whatsoever. But there's no connection reflected in the actual article. But I searched those tags about 4 or 5 times, and this article came up every time. It could be because of New World, mm-hmm. right? I'm looking for New World Properties, and this is New World Development.
I want to just add, and you correct me if I'm wrong, any investment coming into the Bahamas, and these people seem to be trying to do a housing scheme, a high-end housing scheme, and using a cryptocurrency to purchase the housing scheme, right, mm-hmm. Must go through the Ministry of Investment, Chester Cooper's ministry.
Right.
So I'm assuming that there should be some kind of proposal.
Or documentation. There should be some type of paper trail.
Yeah.
Right,
to
about
say
this.
These people want to use this land for this particular thing. And even in terms of buying the land, then there should be some kind of paper trail in some government agency to say, hey, these people apply to get this. They don't buy the land to hold. Except for the I Group. You just buy the land and hold it indefinitely and don't do anything and make one. Because we still didn't know what they doing that. That's like 20 years now.
If I didn't actually know people from Mayaguana, I'd tell you it wasn't a real place.
You know, you can imagine, but they have acres and acres and mm-hmm. they just sit.
And the longest runway in the country, eh?
Yeah. Watch
the longest runway in the country.
They're watching it.
Some more texts? Mm-hmm. Another text. Can I ask who sold these properties? What I mean is, was it private property or government owned? But even if it was private property, sale of this nature, an accumulation of land of this nature, shouldn't the government have like an algorithm in a computer program that raises a red flag? And then the government...
You got to pay taxes.
The government, right.
You got to pay taxes. Government don't lose.
So another text. Good morning. I don't know your topic for today, but I would appreciate if you would let the Bahamian people know that whenever it is windy in South Andres, specifically Camps Bay, like it is now and over the past few days, the internet service continuously goes in and out. It's almost impossible doing business here. This is frustrating because I cannot listen to Guardian Radio live. And so I'm mad with you.
But
I also mad because my acquaintance, Mr. Connie, $5 weight of gas to mow his lawn for a number of days now. And the island barely have gas. And when gas comes in, it runs out before he could make the 3-hour drive to the gas station.
Wow.
And one gas station tell them they have gas, but they can't pump it because they don't have any electricity.
They're going through some things, Nandris. Who's the minister for Family Island? Anyway, we got to go to commercial break. We'll be right back. I'm Rayon AM with C.A. Nuri and Aaron Green is with me.
Look funny, all black up yesterday.
But she says she bumped into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday.
So what you think we should do? I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
No. Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call a text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does this work?
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get all mixed up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
It's that time of year. Time for the Guardian Media Group's annual Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair at the Mall at Marathon, Saturday, March 2nd.
Starting at 10 a.m.,
admission is totally free. Games, prizes, samples, and surprises are free. So bring your mom, bring your dad, bring grandma and the baby, and come and receive free health screening, new product info, and sound financial advice. It's the annual Nassau Guardian Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair happening Saturday, March 2nd at the Mall at Marathon. Join the movement.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guiding Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri, and I am your host for me as we have an open line Thursday as we analyze the news. Currently, I see it's being reported that a suspect who is wanted by Bahamian police is being returned from the United States. I find that entertaining. But I want to have a conversation with deportees.
Returnees.
Yes, Aaron tend to get anxious or defensive when I use the word deportees.
Deportee is used as a slur now, and it is loaded. The official term they use now is returnees.
The people who are deported from the United States who did either overstay or criminal acts there and who are deported to the Bahamas. I want to have a conversation about that and how it impacts the Bahamas in general.
I'm willing to bend on this one, right?
Because deportees.
Deportee versus returnee,
yeah.
Right? The language has intention. Mm-hmm. Returnee suggested we're returning you from whence you came or returning you to where you belong. Mm-hmm. And for many people, the question is,
do they belong
just
here?
Because this place was your last place of embarkation, that doesn't mean you necessarily belong here.
Just because you're born in the Bahamas don't make you Bahamian. And if you were able to get blessed and you smuggle yourself into the United States and you do some kind of criminal act there, you can't be automatically deported here to the Bahamas.
Now, what about a child who was born in the U.S. to parents with no status?
They're Americans, I guess.
Can you use the word return? Because, right? They've never been here. So you're not returning them. It's a lot of politics in the language, understanding and exploring the language.
A belonger card.
Say that they belong here?
That they belong here, but not status card to say they're a citizen here.
I mean, it's very interesting, and I hope that the state understands the complexity of the discourse and then opens it up to the wider public. These are issues that we as citizens have import into. We should be consulted.
And I just want to know the procedure in terms of persons who have been deported to the Bahamas who were criminals in the United States.
Let me make this note just quickly. For civil society actors, for political, social, business leaders who are invited to speak at political party events, you're not speaking to the political party, a small group of people with an affiliation to a party. Don't be around the place talking about, I've spoken to the public, we're disseminating information. You're disseminating it in these small polarized spaces. And that's not the same thing. And so especially to government actors that introduce and discuss policy, right? And new policy at that. You doing that at a political party space, at a constituency meeting, that's not you doing your job. That's not the job of governance, that's the job of politics.
And like I said, I want to know the procedures on what happens to people who did criminal acts in the United States and they're deported back here. Do police take tabs on them, keep tabs on them? Are they just released? Do they have...
So you're talking about people who would have been returned or deported after serving a sentence. So they've fulfilled their obligation to the state and the jurisdiction they're in.
Yeah.
They're free and clear now. The question is there a constitutional issue with police tracking deportees or returned people?
Are they
treating them like suspects known to the police? And is that a breach of that individual's rights?
I talk about breach. Do you need to cover them? Also, I see there is some kind of nomination. Did you get a nomination for talk show host for the year?
Oh, you mean when I mentioned that Shine 242 with
N24? Did you get a nomination? That's what I'm trying to say.
No, I did not. In fact, there is no category for
radio
show, and there's no category for talk show. There's only a category for television talk show, which I found was odd because Rodney Moncur and Rodney Moncur and a Spence Finlayson would have been nominated, but they have radio shows that are broadcast on television secondarily.
Mm.
They don't have TV talk shows, and so I'm wondering why is it that they didn't have a talk show category? And if they had a TV talk show, why didn't they have a radio talk show category?
I think it's too late to write in and say, hey, we have a whole genre here.
I mean,
it's Guardian Radio. This is what we do.
I didn't even see the nomination request until I went to the Elevation Awards page, and there was a post or two posts requesting nominations in November 2023.
Oh, so they did request nominations then?
I mean, on their page. I didn't see anything anywhere else in the newspaper publicly. Mm. But you know,
it is what it is.
I'm a Bahamian woman.
You won't get nominated.
Bitterer is betterer.
Yeah. Yeah, but go ahead. What are you talking about now?
So some text. Let's go through some text quickly. Text says, you call it Tiefen Land, but they say Land Inquiry Act. Oh, Land Inquiry Act. I got to write that down.
It's quieting. It may be autocorrect.
All right. Hey, C.A. and Yuri, these are the same police officers in Grand Bahama who didn't take the PLPMP rape accuser seriously when she made... Oh, they took her seriously or not? So in this case, I believe the two American women's story. Another text, how much land does Sunshine Holdings have in the Bahamas? You know, Mr. Cornish could have presented himself to the police at any point in time. I think that's an unfair assessment of the police. Another text, hey, CA, who owns that much land in the Bahamas? That's a text, an international texter. Thanks for tuning in. Another text, well, we these people in government always mix up in these land deals. Another text, Aaron and CA, in my opinion, the rape allegation is a farce and the classic white, innocent, naive white woman versus the mad, big black man. But this is the Bahamas and everyone wants to make a dime in the Western Hemisphere.
It just came at a most peculiar time, an inopportune time when the country is going through poor press publicity regarding crime. And then this added on to it. And especially a U.S. base which saying, hey, I'm not coming to the Bahamas because you're violent. And you have two women who say, man, I just happened to come from there. And yes, they are. You know, I got taken advantage. It just put a sour taste internationally and locally, right?
Yeah.
That, of course, gets Bahamian to become defensive.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps overly defensive and not allowing the process to take place. And of course, it allows Americans to say, hey, that's what we were saying before. See? Seeing a prime example there,
mm-hmm.
It's them, right? So it's a serious case. This is it's where the police must take it seriously, and I'm sure they employed all of the different, especially in this particular time. If the two women, American women, say, hey, but we normally take American issues seriously. We call the embassy quick. Hey, embassy, 2 years, citizens claim
absolutely.
A crime has happened to them. They get involved as we do our investigation.
And often the complaint is that the police take tourists' complaints and concerns far more seriously than they do those of locals. Yeah.
Especially when the accuser, not the accused, the persons who are making the complaint is saying that our police didn't even offer a rape kit after their complaint. That just seems odd.
Yes. Here's another text. Persons born in the United States are Americans no matter the nationality of parents. Once they are deported. And in this instance, we're talking about people who didn't know that they could go to the hospital, right, and document the birth. Because maybe they're ignorant migrants who just don't know. And so it does happen where someone is actually born there, but they don't have the documentation to prove it. Another text, they would not have been able to make the claim if the police procedures were professionally done. Thank you, texter. And I mean, this is an unfortunate incident, an instance, but it should prompt the RBPF to ensure that it is following its own procedure. And then when procedure is lacking, that it's enhanced and that they're given the resources to ensure that these things can happen. Right? All interrogation rooms should have cameras.
Mm.
And the cameras should be on for every interrogation. And if you think the cameras aren't working properly, then officers put on body cam.
Mm-hmm.
And you turn on the body cam, but you document every interaction.
I've never seen any footage from any of our body cam. They claimed it worked. We just said it doesn't come out to the public. I guess it's for the courts.
But that's not the only reason for it. I just wish that these politicians would stop perverting every single thing to make their job of governance easier. I mean, they told us, we're prepared to pervert the Constitution to make the job of governing according to the Constitution easier for us.
Our text here says, Aaron, the Elevation Award is very political. They have two government talk shows, says Zedness, and that other one.
Listen, I want to congratulate everybody that got a nomination for the Elevations Award, even though I didn't get one. And I will say, because I like full disclosure, I'm a little bitter because I see some people getting nominated for projects that I haven't seen since over a year ago. That's all. That's all. Thank you, Dexter.
Yes. This has been Guardian Radio in the AM. Hopefully they nominate me. Everybody knows C.A. Nurido.
Yeah, I mean, I expected you to get a nomination.
And not even for social media influencer. You, who doesn't know C.A. Nuri? You know how much I influence the world. Anyway, we got to go. Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri, social media influencer, extraordinaire, who didn't get a nomination for this Elevation Award. Take care. Have a wonderful day.